My name is Kerry Addis. I decided to become a guide at Tinsfield as my thank you to Lord Wraxall for all that he did for us in scouting. Lord Wraxall gave the stable loft, the stables and the head coachman's house to the gang show. And we kept all the costumes, thousands upon thousands of costumes, in the head coachman's house. Lord Wraxall said, you can put up hooks, racks, shelves, whatever you want. We had an incredible list. And we had shelves and shelves of stuff, starting with hats at the top, and working our way down through shirts and blouses to trousers and skirts, and then footwear on the ground, so that you sort of thought of it in terms of a person in height. We didn't go into the house because we were in the head coachman's cottage.
Whereabouts is that situated on the
estate? In Stable Yard, just to the left of the archway. I think it's something like number 63, Stable Yard. Very often Cherry Arnold, the wardrobe mistress, and I came down together. So she knew Lordie as well. He knew we called him Lordie behind his back, but Sir or Lord Wraxall to his face.
When did the gang shows take place?
They were generally in October at Bristol Hippodrome.
Could anybody be in a gang show?
Only if you were in the scout movement.
What involvement did Lord Wraxall have with the gang show?
Oh, he was our president, and he attended every single show. He probably came to about 20 or more, at least. It was a fantastic thing, and you worked really, really hard to get your red neckerchief. And believe you me, Lord Wraxall was so proud when he was presented with his red neckerchief. Sadly, the gang show is a minuscule event now. The days of hiring the Hippodrome have long since gone.